The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
And we be vibrating tonight.
Well, it's just my phone that's vibrating, so you know, that's how it goes. Hey, everyone, this is Anthony live in Studio A in Tampa.
Hey everybody, it's Joe live in Studio B in Chicagoland, and thank you for tuning in tonight to the Joe and Anthony Show. Hopefully you're listening to us live. If not, you're probably listening to us on a recast somewhere.
And if you're not listening to us on a recast, then I don't know how the hell you're listening to us.
On a special medium.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit, and I want to tell you that this is episode 184 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, July 29th, 2019. In case you didn't know it, the Joe and Anthony page is on Facebook. Go visit them at facebook.com/thejoeandanthonyshow. You can also find the Joe and Anthony Show on Spotify, Google Play Music, iTunes, and of course, Radio for All and our very own website. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit our website, just like us now, dammit. Without further ado, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Thanks, Betty.
God damn it. Whoa, episode 185.
My goodness, Betty. Betty was angry. What's
God
up?
God damn it. Episode 185.
Wow. Wow. Okay, Betty. Calm down, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
There you go.
You're welcome, Anthony.
I give it up with these robots. They're just totally unpredictable.
We haven't made any payments yet.
Still have 30 payments left. I think their batteries are wearing down and it's causing them to malfunction. We're going to have to replace their batteries soon.
Well, no.
Roger, because Roger doesn't have a battery. He just has a long cord.
No.
He's like a Hoover.
I found out that you can stick 150 D-cell batteries inside of him.
Maybe that's why he's malfunctioning. I think you should stick with the extension cord option that he came with. That might be better. He might be much happier with that.
Could you imagine having to change 150 D-cells?
That's a lot of D-cells. We couldn't afford it. We'd go bankrupt. We'd have to sell the studio.
Shit.
We'd go bankrupt. Especially with as much power as he uses. Jeez, I mean, you know, he needs his own circuit. If you plug him into the same circuit as the refrigerator or the microwave, forget it. You'll pop a fuse. Exactly.
So on batteries, he lasts like 10 minutes.
Exactly. Yeah, his battery power is like 10 minutes. Just enough to power up and then power down. Hello, it's Roger. Power low. Battery low. Goodbye.
How was your day, Anthony?
Well, today was busy, but it was expected to be busy, which is fine. You know, sometimes the summer moves slowly. Now the summer's starting to move a lot faster and got more things to deal with at work. So that's a plus. And, you know, I've been enjoying some new stuff.
Ooh.
I don't have
we
it.
We love
I don't
have new the, stuff.
I don't have the thingy to show you, but it's just the container I get from Trueleave. It's called Mandarin Dream. Now, there's a Mandarin Dreams with an S, but this is Mandarin Dream, and it doesn't seem to be a very well-known strain, but it's quite tasty, and it's toasty, and it kind of gives you a nice little motivating. They sell it as an indica, but it's more of an indica hybrid. So, you know, like, I kind of like, I don't know, I want to be doing things while sleeping right now. So if I could go to sleep and clean the house at the same time, it'd be awesome.
Wow, that sounds nice.
I didn't ask for your commentary, Betty. Go change Roger's batteries. He's finished powering up. The 156. Hey, Betty, you got to watch your language. You're gonna be on the radio in a couple months.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Okay. You get it out now. Get it out now, because yeah, that's how it works. Yeah. So yeah, the Mandarin Dream has been quite nice to me, and and new hires are a pain. But actually, Ninny's actually new hires was what was on my mind when I wrote this. But truly, today was Ninny Monday. It was absolutely Ninny Monday. Every ninny got into the left. It was funny. They would turn. Either they would turn or they would already be in that lane. But they were all going 10 miles an hour under the speed limit. And they would, like, turn. And they would see me coming. Because, you know, I have a bright red car and headlights and kind of hard to miss me unless you're blind. So the ninnies will, like, turn in front of you, and they'll just take off really slow from the stoplight, and then it's like, all right, fine. And then but the problem is then they don't even, like, get up any speed, and then they just kind of, like, ooze over to the left-hand lane. They're just like, we're supposed to go on a little relaxing journey to the left-hand lane at 25 miles an hour on a highway. That's a great
idea.
By
the way, folks, our chat room is open.
Oh, is it? Is there anyone in the chat room? I'm sorry.
Yes, there is. Ezel is in the chat
Hello,
room.
Hello, Ezel. I'm sorry, Ezel. I'm not in the chat room. This Mandarin Dream's kind of kicking my ass here, you know.
And by the way, our phone lines are ready for you, too, at 813-327-8566. But, Anthony, why don't you go ahead and dive on into your week corner?
Why are we going? Didn't you talk about your week?
No, because it's already past time.
Is it already past time? Oh, yeah. Oh my goodness, it already is past time. All right, so we're going to go through the weed corner pretty quickly here. FDA puts America on notice. Stop touting CBD claims.
CBD.
Yeah, this is from Leafly, Bruce Barcott. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration issued a letter to the Curaleaf warning them. And Curaleaf, they have a dispensary here in Tampa that I've actually been to and I've actually purchased things from. You know, so they carry medical grade stuff, but clearly they also sell CBD as well. But they were warned that some of its product marketing violated the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. Within 24 hours, the national drugstore chain CVS announced it would remove some of Curaleaf's CBD products from its shelves. Shares of Curaleaf fell 8% in a day. The FDA currently has nothing to say about the legality or illegality of CBD. The agency will not tolerate manufacturers making pharmaceutical-like claims about CBD products, though. While there are studies and anecdotal evidence indicating that CBD may help some patients suffer from those conditions, it is not accurate to claim that CBD can cure or offer relief without FDA approval. So, yeah, CBD in the crosshairs. I need a drink. My face is really dry.
Your face is dry. It's dry outside.
It's not really dry outside. I think the humidity outside is like 100 million fucking percent.
But it's sucking all the moisture out.
Apparently.
Out of my... Because it wants more moisture.
I think it's the weed. It's the weed is giving me dry mouth, really. That's really what it boils down to. Okay. So the next weed article comes from Juno. It's Juno City. It's about Juno City. It comes from High Times, AJ Harrington. And Juno City, Juno, Alaska, approve on-site cannabis consumption at dispensaries. City officials in Juneau, Alaska, approved an ordinance last Monday allowing on-site consumption of cannabis at licensed marijuana dispensaries. The ordinance was passed by a vote of 6-2. Juneau cannabis dispensaries licensed by the state would be permitted to allow customers to smoke marijuanas and consume cannabis edibles. The consumption of edibles would be permitted indoors, but smoking the marijuanas would only be allowed outdoors at locations approved by state regulators. The ordinance was approved after months of debate over whether on-site consumption could be allowed without conflicting with Juneau's secondhand smoke laws. Smoking indoors at dispensaries will initially be restricted, but may eventually be allowed. For example, regulations in California originally did not permit on-site consumption, but have since been relaxed. And that's it for your Weed Corner. And now it's time for Joe's Corner. Hi, Joe's Corner. How are you, Joe's Corner? This is Anthony's Weed Corner. Here's the bong.
Anthony Weed Corner.
I'll pass it on here. Pass on the bong. There you go.
How's your corner doing over there?
Oh, I'm just floating in it right now. Just kind of floating in the corner.
You get your electrical connection all working up over in there.
I think so. Yeah, my toes. If we could program one of these fucking robots to massage my toes and my feet, that would be awesome. Because, I could, like, use someone to, like, yank on my toes right now and just pop them and everything. It would be so nice. Maybe I'll go slam them in the car door a few times. I've done that before. That feels great. So, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Joe.
Since we kind of skipped over my day and my little story is kind of short. I will just say that today was a cleanliness action day.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, I cleaned the stairs,
ooh,
the entryway, the hallway, and as a bonus, I cleaned the laundry facilities,
ooh,
as well as the stairs leading to the facilities and the hallway leading to the gas meter room.
My goodness, you were a busy bee.
You know, I was feeling slow intellectually.
Yes.
I was feeling slow creatively.
Yes.
I was feeling slow and I didn't want to sit at the computer. So I guess I've just had a lot of angst lately. So
I said, you know what? That.
Let me do some physical activity.
There you go.
But speaking of physical activities, there's been lots of festivals, summer festivals here in Chicago this past weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was Wicker Park Fest, Taste of Lincoln Avenue, Taste of Randolph, or Randolph Fest.
Huh.
Lots of stuff, and I didn't go to any one of them. Because you know what? Something we didn't cover, and it's kind of another one of those thoughts and prayers. That Garlic Fest out in California there. I can't remember the city name, but it's 80 miles out of San Francisco.
Yeah, yeah.
Another fucking shooting.
I know, right?
So now what they're going to probably end up doing is having perimeter patrols. But you know what? You can't be everywhere all the time.
Yeah.
So somebody's going to figure out how often the patrols are going, and voila.
Yeah.
But you know what? I am going to do my story now.
There you go.
So another Grindr hookup derails in Boys Town. And you know what? I've started using Grindr recently, and let me tell you, it's been slim to shady on the quality of men you can find there.
Ooh.
From the blotter at cwbchicago.com, July 25th, 2019... two Boys Town residents called police after a Grindr hookup went awry last Friday night. The roommates, aged 29 and 27, told cops that they invited 31-year-old Abdirahman Iman to socialize and party, in double quotes. at their house in the 500 block of West Stratford. But they wound up asking Iman to leave after he became incensed and belligerent. Since Iman refused to leave, the men tried to escort him out, and Iman repeatedly elbowed one of them in the neck and face, they said.
No, my.
One of the roommate's fingers got wedged in a door. Ooh. But wait, there's more.
There's more.
Cops say they found out one of the roommate's wallets in Iman's shoe during a custodial search.
Oh.
Prosecutors charged him with misdemeanor counts of theft, battery, and criminal trespass to a residence. Iman, who lives in suburban Minneapolis, was released on a recognizance bond. Last Friday's case is the latest in a string of incidents involving grinder hookups. A Boys Town resident told police in June that he had several hours of sex with a grinder buddy before the mood changed, and he wound up getting beat with a hammer and robbed.
Wow.
Charges were filed.
I wonder if they were fucked up on something. You know, usually a lot of times the whole partying and playing thing, that seems to be a big thing now. People like, they'll like fucking slam meth or shit, and then they'll like fuck, they'll fuck all night. It sounds like meth. Yeah. It sounds like meth or some kind of drug like that. I don't know, maybe crack. I'm not sure, but yeah.
You know, I've seen video activity of people taking meth, and they can't get their dick hard.
Throw Viagra in there, you got yourself a combination. Yeah, I don't get it either.
I'm just picturing all of the damage you're doing to your heart. Like, your heart just doesn't know what to do. You know, do I go fast? Do I slow down?
What do I do?
Do I stop?
What do I do?
But anyways,
what do I do?
Now I got a word of the day.
Word of the day, yay!
And last week's word was sesquipedalian. This week's word is gibbous, as in my portly stomach has gibbused over the moon.
Gibbous over
gibbous.
The moon.
Gibbous. Thanks to our dear listener, your mother, for that word.
Not my mother.
And, no, not your mother. Your mother.
Okay.
But anyways, it's time for Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hello, it's the other asshole artificial personality unit, Roger, and well, if you did... Well, pip pip and cheerios for you. This is your National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, today is Monday, July 29th, 2019, and it is National Lasagna Day, National Lipstick Day, National Chicken Wing Day. Well, while Betty is off trying new lipsticks and Joe's off eating his lasagna with wings, Anthony will eventually push a quote-unquote button that stimulates the quote-unquote spinning wheel that Joe quote-unquote pulled right after pushing a button, quote-unquote. I think, yes, I really do. It's so Panucci, woohoo, take it away, guys.
Alright. You gonna push that button, or throw the wheel, or...
Food of the food. It's like that 73 kid. Got a little back. You have your cards backfired more anymore.
Which one? Which one?
I'm just saying in general. Then.
Yeah, hold on. Where's the? Here we go. I couldn't find the link. Pardon me, I couldn't find the link. And Ezel is stuck under the sink and can't get out.
Oh no!
Poor Ezel.
Well, I asked him
Hang
to
in
find
there,
the
Ezel.
Album Clay Persona.
Wait, did a Clay Persona? Oh, wait.
I asked him to find me Diablo Clay Persona. It's one of the Clay people. He was really stiff. It was great.
A random news story of the night comes from W. Oh, wait, hold on. There you go. From W. PBF ABC Action News 25 in West Palm Beach, Florida. Phil has lived on Ardmore Drive in Lake Worth for 20 years and never woke to find a Tesla parked on his front lawn plugged into one of his electrical outlets. Phil waited a few hours for the owner to show up, then called police. Deputies learned the electric car was not stolen and tracked down the address of the owner. Phil said a young man and woman showed up at his home. The man said he was visiting a friend in the neighborhood when the Tesla battery died around midnight. Phil said he did not press charges against the car owner, nor did he ask him to reimburse him for the use of electricity. That's nice, because I sure in the hell would have had a problem with it. Don't go fucking plugging your shit into my outlets without asking me. That's it for your random news story. Back to you, Betty.
Hey, listen to these shows and more that we recast on Chimba Radio. The World Labor Hour with the Lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, and the Inept Supervillains podcast, where black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Have an idea for a show? Call us at 813-327-8566. Be sure to visit chimba.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much more. Back to you, Joe. Betty. Bye-bye. Out.
Well, thanks, Betty. Wow, that Florida level heat wave last week
was
something special.
Wait, who spun the wheel again?
Wow.
This one's going to hurt.
I'm going to blow all the walls out.
Now, it's time, without further ado, for your Chiampa weather from Chicago's Midway International.
Oh my.
Airport. Now, it is mostly cloudy with a high temperature of 79 degrees. The humidity is at 74%. The wind speed is out of the west at 8. The barometer is at 29.85 inches, and the dew point is at 70 degrees, so it's still pretty humid.
Did you say the dew or the dude point?
The dude point. The visibility.
That was cute. That was cute.
The heat index was 82 degrees. So tonight, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly cloudy, low around 67. Tuesday, mostly sunny, with a high near 74, north-northeast winds around 10, gusting as high as 15. Tuesday night, mostly clear, with a low around 63. Wednesday, sunny, with a high near 75. And the rest of the week looks nice and sunny, with only a little bit of rain to appear on Sunday and Sunday night, and maybe Monday too. And that's your weather, and now for the news.
And now for the news.
Chicago woman. Finally got a Chicago woman story.
Oh boy, a Chicago woman story.
Yeah, she needed her trophy real bad. Real bad. A Chicago tourist who was angry she didn't have a fast pass to the Tower of Terror ended up punching a Disney World cast member in the face and began pushing buttons, which the employee warned could have affected the ride, according to a sheriff's report.
Florida. It happened in Florida, of course. Why else would it happen anywhere other than Florida?
The 23-year-old woman that was in charge, the Disney worker, didn't want to press charges of the Orange County Sheriff's riffraff office report. The attack began in the evening of July 13th when the Chicago woman and her group were upset the fast passes weren't valid for the popular ride at Tower of Terror that often draws a long wait at Hollywood Studios. So you sure this isn't in California?
It said Disney World.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I think it says Disney World in there, yeah. Yeah, punching at Disney World. If it was Disneyland, then yeah, it would be California, but it's Disney World.
So land is California.
World is Florida. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yep, there you go.
So the incident did not happen in the elevator shaft portion of the ride, but in the pre-show area where visitors are ushered into the creepy library to watch the Twilight Zone host Rod Serling's introduction. A 23-year-old Disney worker offered to help them with the fast passes, but the group only became more angry. On her podium phone, the worker called for a supervisor to request security. That's when the Chicago woman began pushing buttons on her ride podium. A Disney worker asked the Chicago woman to stop, and when she was ignored, she pushed the tourist's hand away from the buttons.
Stop pushing. Why is she putting things pushing the damn buttons for?
She got a punch in the face. The
Good
report
for her.
Said.
Good for her.
No. The worker got a punch in the face.
Oh, I thought the worker punched the woman in the face.
No.
That's a shame. Well, not good for her. Bad for her.
The scene kept escalating. The family continued to yell profanities and record her with their phones. The woman and her group left Tower of Terror as the worker spoke with security.
Sounds
but they were soon found by security.
Oh.
When the sheriff's office responded to the call, the worker's eye was swelling, although she declined treatment. Disney has issued a lifetime ban on the Chicago woman. We don't tolerate unsafe behavior, a Disney spokeswoman said when reached for comment. A man answered and said it was the wrong number when the Sentinel attempted to reach the Chicago woman through a phone number listed in the sheriff's retreat. The Tower of Terror, known for its frightening 100-foot plunge, is celebrating its 25th anniversary today. Isn't that nice?
Oh, that's so lovely.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
But moving on.
Button.
You know,
timed.
Another why not me moment.
Oh, why not me?
A member of the famed SEAL Team 6 has reportedly been charged with pretending to be another person via text message to get nude photos of women. Charge documents show that Petty Officer First Class Aaron Howard has been accused of pretending to be multiple people while requesting the pictures. See, I could send... Oh. Well, you might have a nice size thing.
Oh my goodness.
But anyways, Howard's defense attorney told the pilot that Navy investigators did not find nude photos on Howard's phone and that the SEAL passed 2 polygraph tests.
Well, there
he
you go.
That the only connection between Howard and the messages that the sender said in messages that they were once stationed in San Diego and enjoyed working out with kettlebells, noting that this could only apply to multiple people or could have been made up. Howard is reportedly trying to have the case dismissed at a hearing next week. If he is unsuccessful, he said he will have to plead not guilty. We're fighting this to the end. He told the Virginia Pilot that he thinks the Navy essentially invented charges not specifically in the Uniform Code of Military Justice. The charges reportedly fall under an article of covering all conduct of a nature to bring discredit upon the armed forces. The Hill has reached out to the Navy for comment, but so far nothing has
been said, huh? Wow, that's...
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Beatles McGinty.
Beatles McGinty. Hello, Beatles McGinty.
Oh, wee. It's okay.
Oh. Hello,
it's
Fiddles.
Just a wee kitty, Fiddles McGinty.
Recycling into the air.
A Chicago artist is developing a following using the streets as his canvas for a mosaic art put to a practical use. Filling potholes.
Nice.
Jim said he learned the mosaic creation technique in Ravenna, Italy.
Ravenna.
And first attempted to use it to patch a patch. To patch a patch.
To patch a patch.
In 2013. Jim said people generally don't question him while he's in the process of creating his pothole art, which he posts to Instagram. I still don't know whether it's legal or not, but I have had discussions with police through the years, about a half dozen, and once they know what I'm doing, they don't have an issue with it, he told WGN-TV.
Alright.
He said the aim of his creations, which feature subjects including cats, flowers, and comfort foods, is to bring smiles to faces. Well, it's better than a hole. It's better than a pothole that you don't notice.
Well, let me put it to you this way. The city doesn't care about it until he gets run over by a car.
Well,
then
yeah.
Their opinion on it's going to change.
Well, I mean, it's a filled hole, though, so all it
I know,
does is it ruins the
But if he
artwork.
Gets run over by a car, filling the city's hole.
Oh, yeah, because he's not
yeah,
covered
over
it.
Ask
so.
Gary.
Yeah.
See how that goes.
I wonder if he gets a permit for that. You get a permit for filling potholes.
Pothole permit.
Yep, anyways, I just think it's kind of fun to think somebody walking on the street and then just by chance noticing there's something in the street that shouldn't be there, a different color, and then realizing the pothole's been fixed.
Oh my goodness, that's awesome.
And then realizing it's a piece of art, which is even better.
Wonderful.
You know what? That's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his crack news team.
Back to you, Anthony. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be
welcome.
Part of this disjointed Southern fried, collusion-free, GMO-loaded experience? Then give us a call at 813-327-8566. Moby Dick drags politics into performance. Randy Rainbow reams Trump toadies. And in other news, Japan elects a gay activist to its upper house. UK Tories pick Trumpish Boris Johnson as prime minister. A foreign couple's case pushes Bulgarian marriage equality. Dominica's anti-gay sex laws get an anonymous challenge. And Polish police protect Billy Sock's first ever Pride March. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine. Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Cheyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll be gibbousing around the world again in about 4 minutes after this break.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent cigarettes and Philip Morris. Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Flashback.
Here's big news. With Sears' great low prices every single day throughout the store, you'll find outstanding values like never before. Imagine an AT&T 465 memory telephone, now only $49.99. That's a great low price on a great AT&T phone with the features you want, like 32-number memory speed dialing, line and use indicator, and lighted dial buttons. So get to Sears for the AT&T 465 memory telephone, now at the fantastic price of only $49.99. Check it out at Sears, where you get your money's worth and a whole lot more.
Tonight, make dinner special.
Something exciting, something delighting, something to make a special soap cup tonight. Bread crumbs of bite, vegetable dice, soap cup with dinner, always a winner. Soap cup delicious, with all your dishes, they'll love it each and every bite. Make dinner time more special, soap cup tonight.
Stovetop stuffing.
It's happening all around the house, right about now.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I know my family, and when they'd like a snack, they'd like a Triscuit wafer.
Great with cheese.
Or with a dip.
Neat with jam.
Or just by themselves.
They really are good.
Triscuit wafers, they're made from 100% natural whole wheat, and that's good too.
A Triscuit, baked only by Nabisco.
You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Make your commute more commutable. Catch weekday rush hour hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty, from 6:30 to 10:30 Eastern every weekday morning. Betty scours the internet for all kinds of questionably awesome content, and then she plays it in bite-sized 15-minute segments. Combined with her sassy attitude, Betty is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then make your drive home more exciting with Traffic with Toppers. Weekday afternoons from 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern, Gil and his unique cast of characters bring you the latest chart busters of days gone by in a way that is sure to make you laugh. Visit www.cheyampa.info for a complete schedule of programming.
Thank you.
driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
This is John DeBose, host of Headphone Meditations. You're listening to Chiampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Thank you, Roger.
Welcome back, Roger here. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, why don't you all go grab your favorite devices, snacks, adult beverages, etc, 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 biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. By the way, it is no longer Moose Creek season, thought you'd like to know.
Go
take
to
it
hell,
away
Roger.
The lovable Anthony, I think.
All right. Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Joe. You're welcome, Anthony.
Yep. All right, before we get to the crazy Florida news, it's time for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 83 degrees. There is a heat index of 89 degrees. The humidity is 72%. The dew point is 73 degrees. And the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be a 40% chance of scattered showers and storms before 2 in the morning, mostly cloudy with a low around 75. Tomorrow on Tuesday will be a 30% chance of scattered showers and storms, mainly after 2, mostly sunny with a high near 90. On Tuesday night will be a 30% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 8 in the evening, partly cloudy with a low around 75. Wednesday, it's going to be raining a lot this week, by the way. Wednesday, 50% chance of scattered showers and storms, partly sunny with a high near 91. I got to go out and get a hurricane supply soon. Wednesday night, 20% chance of isolated showers and storms, mostly cloudy with a low around 75. And that's it for your Chiampa weather. Now, for your crazy Florida news, after I click on the linky, linky, linky. Hello, Linky. There we go, Linky. Yeah, all right. So, Channel 4 Fox News out of Southwest Florida brings us our first crazy Florida story of the night. Modern Auto Sales in Fort Myers says that when its staff arrived at work on Sunday morning, they found one of their vehicles dented. When they checked the surveillance footage, they found an unexpected scene. A young man is seen either falling from or jumping from the building's roof onto the car, gets up, and walks off. The lot owner says it's about a 20-foot drop and that he's amazed the guy wasn't hurt. He believes the guy got up on the roof using a ladder they keep in the back of the yard. Staff notified law enforcement about the incident and police are looking into it, but say since it was raining when the incident happened, the car was too wet to pick up any fingerprints. So if you're going to do that, you got to do it when it's wet out.
Yes, and hopefully you don't slide off the roof.
Don't slide off the roof. Yeah, sliding off the roof is a bad thing. Yeah, hold on. Yeah, I agree. The Orlando Sentinel brings me a button. There we go. The Orlando Sentinel brings us our next crazy Florida news story of the night. Lewis, 27, was driving north on the turnpike in a Honda Accord and was trying to change lanes when a white van sped up behind him, ninny alert, preventing him from moving over, which tells me he was probably driving in the left-hand lane 10 miles under the speed limit.
Oh, boy.
That's what ninnies do. Ninnies will drive in the left-hand lane 10 miles an hour until, like, they need to turn. And generally, they will actually sometimes even change lanes when they stop and the light is red and they've stopped and they realize they need to turn right. And then you see them. They start kind of wiggling their way through the stopped traffic at the light, and they create the worst. When you get one of them at a fucking intersection, you pray that someone just does something, because you're so upset because they fuck it up so badly that you're stuck for like two or three light cycles dealing with that bullshit.
That's really annoying.
Yep. When Lewis was able to change lanes in front of the van, he thought the driver rear-ended him, so he pulled over and exited his car, leaving the door open. Yeah. Ninny alert again. The van then drove around Lewis, almost striking him, and collided with the left side driver's door. Lewis got back into his car and chased the van in an attempt to get its driver to slow down.
Ugh.
When the driver wouldn't stop, Lewis said he grabbed a black 9mm handgun from his glove box, inserted a magazine, and fired at the vehicle in an attempt to stop the van. That's, in fact, let me tell you, that is the best way to stop a vehicle in traffic in the state of Florida, is you shoot at it.
Are you serious?
I don't know. But that seems to be what people do. So it must be what works. So, Lewis's girlfriend, who was a passenger in the vehicle at the time, told troopers that she asked Lewis multiple times, and I'm sure not very nicely, to put the gun down, and that when he gets angry, he doesn't think clearly. That's a scary thought. The driver of the van was on the phone with deputies when Lewis began shooting at his car. The driver said Lewis had cut him off, then threw a coffee on his car before shooting at him. Osceola deputies pulled over Lewis near mile marker 251, where he was arrested on charges of attempted felony murder, shooting into a vehicle, directly discharging a firearm from a vehicle, and discharging a firearm from a vehicle. Wait. Oh, I guess there's... Okay. There's a directly discharging, and then there's just a discharging. It's like, do you have gonorrhea or gonorrhea plus? All right, next one. Yep, sexy news. All right. The Pensacola News Journal brings us our final and naked Florida news story of the night. Yeah, exactly. According to reports, an Escobedo County Sheriff's Office deputy responded to a call to the Walmart in response to a report of an incident of exposure when they spotted Trenton, 19, sitting on top of a picnic table next to the store's designated pickup area, waiting for Satan, apparently, to arrive. Yeah, that was lovely, Joe. That was something. The deputy informed Trenton that he had matched a witness description of a suspect who had been seen masturbating in the parking lot. When asked, yeah, see, there you go. I knew that'd get your attention. Trenton provided his name and then told the officer to suck his dick. When the deputy moved to detain him, Trenton resisted and pulled his hands away from the deputy, pulled his pants down, exposing his love log, and said, "Suck on it." The deputy continued trying to place Trenton in constraints, and he repeatedly turned his body in circles while keeping his hands away from the deputy's grasp. At one point, when Satan emerged from the concrete of the depths of hell below, Jesus, wow, dude, that's kind of frightening, Trenton stepped towards the deputy, formed his hands into a karate chop, and mimicked swiping chops towards the deputy's face. Whoosh, whoosh, I know karate. Whoosh, whoosh.
Trenton God.
Yeah, I mean, this is a true naked Florida story. Trenton then grabbed the deputy's arms, twice pulled the deputy towards him, grabbed the deputy's, all while naked. Well, no, was he naked? Maybe he was naked. I think his pants were off at this time. Twice pulled the deputy towards him, grabbed the deputy's ass, and said, "Let me just feel it," according to the arrest report. Trenton then swung at the deputy, but fled at foot. The deputy pursued Trenton as he ran behind Walmart, caught him, and successfully detained him. Trenton was charged with battery of an officer, assault on an officer, resisting an officer, and exposure of sexual naughty bits. He is booked in the Escondido County Jail and remains in jail on $10,000 bond. That's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shy Empire Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shy Empire Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots.
That's
us.
Be
a part of this unique Q-Studio experience. Be sure to visit us at shyempire.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just click chat. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, Plethora Monday. Take it away, guys.
Hey, Betty,
thanks so much, Betty.
Come on, Betty, where are you? You're not supposed to run away.
You got it, Joe.
There we go.
You got it, D'Anthony.
Bye, Betty. Bye, Betty.
Yeah, hot date with special chemicals.
You have a hot date with special chemicals.
You know what? That's our show title for tonight.
Okay, there you go. That works for me. Show title for me, a hot date with special chemicals. You can't get any better than that. Cannot get any better than that.
Hot date with special chemicals.
Hot date with special chemicals. I need to access the database.
Do you now?
I do. I really do. I need to access some more of that Chex Mix too. That's over my desk there.
Chex Mix. So I actually got a chance to purchase some granola from work.
Oh, there you go. Granola.
Let me tell you, it's good. It's healthy granola too. It's
healthy granola is good.
It's fresh made in-house.
Oh, there you go. So, what do you make granola out of? Do you make it out of, like, you know, like sticks and stones and puppy dog tails?
Well, I don't know what kind of granola you eat.
I don't know either. It's kind of nasty, actually. It comes out of the vending machine.
We use dried papaya, coconut. We use oats. We use 100% maple syrup. Did I mention lots of chemicals? No, I'm just kidding. No, it's all natural. Yeah. Hold on, let me see.
All natural.
It's like just a lot of delicious oats and dried papayas, and there's some coconuts in there somewhere, I believe.
Okay. Well, that looks lovely.
Yes.
That looks
lovely.
But
it's delicious. You can eat it directly from the source.
Ezel says acetone.
Acetone, is that the name
of the sound an ass makes when it, like, you know kind of acetone, or the chemical acetone.
Fart.
Yep, there goes Roger. All you gotta say. Anyway, wow, your hemorrhoids are huge today, and we have a few things to talk about tonight. Ain't that so, Joe?
He sure is, Anthony. Boy, what do we got to talk about tonight in the plethora discussion segment?
Well, we have no special feature at this time.
We have scooters in St. Pete. What's that? What's this e-scooter situation in your city area?
So, Tampa made national news because some ninny drove a scooter out onto State Road 60 or Adamo Drive in Tampa and got clobbered. He did not make the Florida news because he did not survive. And I try not to do people that don't survive. I try to have some types of boundaries. But, he kind of... That's what happened with him. They're around... I'm not a pedestrian in downtown or Ybor that often to really notice them that much. They don't make it as much out to, like, the outskirts of Tampa or, like, the suburbs of Tampa. But there seems to be mixed opinion on it. apparently the Tampa General, I guess, on the news, Tampa General was reporting recently how ER visits from the ER visits have gone up, or there's been an increase in ER visits in injuries, and these injuries are from the scooters that, you know, people are driving.
I've seen YouTube videos of idiots driving these things on expressways.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what the hell, dude?
But the scarier thing is that they're keeping up with traffic, which those things go like, what, 15, 20 miles an hour?
I think so. I think that's the case.
Yeah.
So
they got other ones that are like bikes, like mini motorcycles. Uh-oh, we got a
caller.
We
got a caller. We sure do. We sure. Hold on. Let me find the button, caller. All right, caller, you're on the air. Sounds like Ezel.
Hey, Ezel,
what's up?
Oh, man, I just want to let you guys know so you ain't worried or to send the paramedics. I got unstuck under the sink.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you're not stuck under the sink anymore.
Well, here's what happened. I'll tell you a quick story. Them goddamn clean people, they want to take showers now, so I told them, you can't go in a bathtub, take a shower. You get that shit all over the walls and stuff. It looks like hell. So what do? They go down in the basement, and they get in a laundry tub, and they're doing showers. I don't know this shit.
Oh, Lord. So, sounds like a mess.
It was, and the pump got clogged up somewhere. I go, ow! Man, I go down to the basement, and the damn basement got clay-colored water all over the ice, and son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
So anyway, yeah, so I had to crawl under the laundry seat to change the pump, and then I get stuck. I can't get out. I'm stuck. But I got to thank you, the crystal really worked good.
Yeah, it helps you out of a lot of tight situations. Oh.
And it felt real good, man.
Well, that's good. Well, I'm sure the clay people enjoy it as well. It kind of helps that bonding.
Oh, yeah.
I think if you lay them out in the sun with the Crisco, they might, enlarge a little bit.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. Hey, Joe, try that Crisco sometime, man.
Try the Crisco, Joe. Try the Crisco.
Get yourself some of that big-ass lard, you know, that big bucket. Just kind of just rub it all over.
Oh, there you go. Like a turkey. You'd be like a turkey.
Oh, man. But I'm saying, what the fuck are them people using there in Florida, man? Crazy motherfucker over there whacking his baloney and fighting with the police, grabbing the... Man, that was a good story, man.
That was like the best Florida naked story I have found in a long time. I have to mark that as Hall of Fame.
I'm going to give you a 4.5 on that sucker. That was good, man.
Well, thank
4.5 out of 5. All right, boys, I got to get back to work. And I'm done. And then I'm gonna light up and enjoy the rest of the evening.
There you go, Ezel. There
enjoy.
You go.
Enjoy.
All right, boys. Be cool. We'll talk to you later.
There you go. Right. Thanks, Ezel, for calling in. Have a good night.
All right. Bye-bye.
There goes Ezel.
That was great. That was nice to hear from Ezel.
It's always nice to hear from Ezel.
You know, if you're listening to us on a recast, you could always call us live on Monday nights, 8 p.m.
Eastern.
Which is 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain,
something
5 p.m.
Like
Pacific.
Yeah.
And it's probably like maybe 1 p.m. in Hawaii. I don't know. But just do the math.
Or use your phone. I mean, your phone probably has a world clock on it. It's pretty easy.
World clocks are wonderful. Ooh, I have nose itch.
Allergies that is not have kicked wonderful.
Up. No, it's not. Allergies have kicked up big time. So nose picking has also picked up big time.
So yeah, it's so the e-scooters. The e-scooters, I guess St. Pete is going to start allowing them now. They were only in Tampa, but now St. Pete's going to have some of them.
They're just, you know, I would say so far here in Chicago, maybe 65% of the people are following the rules. But it is the rest of those percentages that are just really on.
They're really making a mess of it.
Yep. Plus, you got these divvy bike riders that have never ridden bikes before. Let's cross the road anywhere, and then let's cross over at the crosswalk.
Why would you rent a bike if you've never ridden a bike before?
Because, oh my god, it's so much better for the environment.
Oh my god.
Like, oh my god.
You have your own special ninny. You have your own special
ninny.
Yeah,
we have the Chicago ninny.
You have your own special kind of
ninny.
Ooh,
I see.
It's a shinny. You have a shinny.
People do not want to stop at stop signs at all.
No, that's the same thing here.
I got blown off by a bus. I'm still pissed off about that from last night.
Preach it, sister. You got 37 seconds.
Fuck the 37 seconds. So anyways, do we have any holidays coming up?
I can't think of any.
Just Labor Day.
There's Labor Day.
But unfortunately, I'll be working that day.
Yeah, that's true. I won't be, but you'll be.
Yeah. Oh, well. Oh, well. What are we going to do?
We just keep on trucking.
And look forward to our October trip, which I am really looking forward to.
Yes, I'm definitely looking forward to that. I still have to find a car service to take me from O'Hare to Walla Walla, Washington.
Oh.
Anyway. Hey, folks, looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and the landlord is banging on the pipes again. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Hey, glad you could join us.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show tonight here on Cheyenne Radio. Remember, all times are New York time. Be sure to check out my collection of weekend entertainment with Weekend with Joe. It comes on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Then check out the World Labor Hour and Saturdays Live at noon, Sundays at noon, and then another recast on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Remember, all times, New York time.
You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern.
And Traffic with Toppers.
Starting at 3:30 p.m.
Eastern.
Every weekday.
Oh, you turned it off. Also, be sure to catch the Inept Supervillains
podcast.
I figured since you've enjoyed it so much, I might as well just leave it on.
Also, be sure to catch the Super Villain podcast. Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Classic radio programming. On Throwback Thursdays. And Hot Dance Mixes from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Sunday Tea Dance. Visit Cheyenne.org for a complete schedule.
You know, folks, since you're here, keep yourself embellished in programming with extra added Technique audio procedures. How do I do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep one of your devices perpetually tuned to Cheyenne Radio. Yeah, that's right. Leave it on in the background. You can find us on the TuneIn app, as well as anything that plays Shoutcast streams. You can also listen on the web. Just go to chiampa.org.
Yep.
Yeah, what can I say? I'm a stickler for dials and knobs and buttons.
Are you a stickler for dials and knobs?
Yeah. Oh, America, what can we do without you?
We wouldn't have Baby Shark.
I just heard that. I'm like, where is that coming from? That I actually
coming from the depths of hell that you activated.
Did I press a button?
You still have what?
Did I press a button?
You pressed a button.
Did I?
It's okay.
Oh, boy.
You'll be all good.
Oh, boy. At the tone.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We will be back next week, I think. Check out our blog at cheyenne.org. Remember, folks, don't go flying off the roof if you get cut from grabbing the behind of a deputy that's plugged into a strange home. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a J for Jim Crack, whatever the hell that is.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an
Wow.
That was something.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.